Dropping in to the body. Nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And each breath, you're letting go of gravity, you're allowing your body to get heavier and heavier. And you can imagine roots coming from the entire backside of your body, down through the bed, down through the floor, deep, deep, deep into the core of the earth. And you're planting those roots nice and strong, giving a tug on them, making sure they're nice and secure, so that you know throughout this healing that you will be held and nurtured by Mother Earth. You can fully let go. You are taken care of. You are held. And breathing in and out of those roots, start to connect to your heart chakra. You can place your hands on your heart if that feels good to you, or just really bringing your awareness around the heart. And take a nice deep breath into the left side of your heart, the receptive side. And then taking a breath into the right side of your heart, the expansive side, as you feel the heart stretching across the chest. And then breathing into the bottom of the heart, into the depths of your capacity for compassion and love. And you deepen it with each breath. And then breathing in to the top part of the heart, as you feel the heart moving up into the shoulders, and you're pushing that love energy into the mind, filling your brain with compassion and love. And then sending your breath to the back of the heart, down into the earth. And then finally, breathing into the front of the heart as you send your compassion and love out into the world. Now tuning in to the energy of forgiveness. Is there someone or something that comes to mind that you want to focus on for this healing? Or is there a general intention around forgiveness that is calling to you? So just taking a moment to drop into that energy, and it might be forgiving another person or an event that happened, or it might be forgiveness of self. And just going ahead and setting that intention. And once that intention is set, I'm going to drop into the breath. So breathing all through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out, nice strong breaths, filling the heart with breath, expanding the lungs, the heart chakra. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. And as you drop into the breath, connecting to the energy of forgiveness. Two breaths in, one breath out. What is forgiveness to you? And when you feel into forgiveness, what energy does it create in your body? Just taking notice. Two breaths in, one breath out. And many people have misconceptions about what forgiveness really means. Other people may want to forgive, but wonder whether or not they truly can, or if they have. Forgiveness does not necessarily come easily, but it's possible for many of us to achieve it if we have the right tools and if we're willing to put in the effort. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. And forgiveness is a practice. Forgiveness can happen when we let go of resentments, ill will, complaint, bitterness, or any other negative feelings we have towards ourselves, towards someone else, or towards something that's happened. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. And I think the best definition that I've found for forgiveness is simply a letting go. It doesn't mean that we're justifying a behavior, but instead, by forgiving or being compassionate, we're able to make space for others to have their experiences without attaching our reactions to them. Keep breathing. And really understanding that the act that hurt or offended you might always be with you, but forgiveness can actually lessen its grip on you and help free you from the control of the situation or the person that harmed you. And forgiveness can even lead towards feelings of understanding, of empathy, of compassion for the person who hurt you. And again, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you or making up with the person who caused the harm. Forgiveness actually just brings you a peace that helps you go on in life. It helps to raise your vibration. It's like the saying, you swallow the poison and expect the other person to die. It's really about letting go of the poison and not letting that grudge, that hurt, those feelings of negativity, that lower vibration affect your life. So in essence, you are freeing yourself from being attached to negativity, and within that, you're freeing yourself from being connected to the energy of the person that hurt you. Good, keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. And recognizing that this baggage of negativity hurts us more than the others because we are the ones that carry it. So we are hurting ourselves more than anyone else can. Keep breathing. And also, do you know that studies have actually shown that forgiving others produce really strong psychological benefits for the one who forgives? So it's been shown to decrease depression, anxiety, unhealthy anger, symptoms of PTSD. So you're really benefiting yourself. Good, keep breathing. And forgiveness can really be cultivated through compassion. So compassion is recognizing that we're all doing the best that we can with where we are. Recognizing we all have patterns and ways of being that we create to get love, to protect ourselves, and no one is actually doing anything to you. They are responding to things from their own wounded space. And even though it might seem like it's about you, it never truly is. Keep breathing. I want you to energetically take yourself back to the time between conception and birth. So your time in utero, in the womb space, calling on the energy of that time, even if you don't consciously remember it, just setting the intention to connect to that time period, to that energy. And then just energetically connecting to, is there anyone or any situation that you are holding energy from that time period, that you are ready and willing to forgive, conscious or unconscious? And also recognizing that in this time period of being in the womb and connected by the umbilical cord, we are very tied to our mother's energy. So we might have picked up her resentments towards others, her hurt, her lack of forgiveness. So are you holding grudges or hurt from her experiences that she wasn't able to forgive in that moment? And you're just asking your body, your spirit, your mind to release any of that energy. You're exhaling it, and you're breathing into love and compassion, and you're exhaling forgiveness. And it could even be forgiveness to your mother, perhaps for the way she took care of her body or an energy that she was holding. And this can totally be subconscious, so just breathe into it and trust that whatever is there is releasing, whether you're aware of it or not. Good, a few more breaths from conception to birth. And now connecting to your actual birth. How was the experience? Is there anything or anyone from your birth, both conscious or unconscious, that you are willing to release and forgive? Especially if you had a traumatic birth, just forgiving all those involved and breathing in to love and compassion. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. Now moving from birth to the age of 5. Allowing any memories to surface, anything that you are still holding on to. And setting the intention, if you are willing and able to release and forgive any people and events, whether conscious or unconscious, that showed up for you, that you are still holding on to between ages 0 to 5. Two breaths in, one breath out. And during this period, you might start to have more conscious visions, thoughts, remembrances of people that hurt you, of situations that felt unsafe. Are you willing to forgive your past and let go of that energy in your mind, body, and spirit? Keep breathing. 2 breaths in, 1 breath out. And now doing the same thing, we're breathing into the ages between 5 and 10 years old, allowing any memories to come into consciousness. Are there any grudges? Is there any pain that you're holding on to that you're not even consciously aware of? Allowing that to surface. And then any conscious memories of energy you might still be holding that you have not let go. Is there anyone that you are angry with that you're ready to release? And this can be family. This can be friends, this could be teachers, and this could even be yourself. Did you do something that you are still holding shame and guilt around, that you're ready to forgive yourself for and really move on and let that energy out of the body? Keep breathing into it. And then moving into ages 10 to 15. So right at the beginning of our teenage years, and all of our hormones were going crazy. Were there any schoolmates that rejected us? Told us we didn't belong, that on some level we have not forgiven, we're still holding energy around. Did anything happen with your parents at this time? Was there anything that you've done, conscious or unconscious, that you are ready to bring the energy of love, compassion, and forgiveness to? Just letting anything surface, trusting that even if you're not aware of it, it is clearing from your body, mind, and spirit. 2 breaths in, 1 breath out. And as you let go of heavy energy, as you let go of grudges, as you step into forgiveness, you can feel your heart energy getting lighter and lighter. You're releasing grief and heaviness. And now tuning into between ages 15 and 20. What are you willing to release and forgive? Who are you willing to bring compassion to and understanding and forgive? Allowing that energy to release from the body as you get lighter and lighter. And every time we forgive, we raise our vibration, we feel better, we let go of heaviness. We are no longer holding on to those negative vibrations and heavy energy in the body. Now doing that same exploration for your whole 20s, depending on how old you are. So is there anything in your 20s conscious and unconscious you are ready to let go of? And depending on how old you are, you can take it up through your 30s, through your 40s, working with a decade at a time. We're going to take a couple of minutes right now. And you can even go back if you feel like you need more time in any of those time periods. You can just go back and clear. Nice, strong breaths. allowing that energy to move and release through the body. It can be through the breath, it can be through movement of the body, it can be through tears. Trusting that your body knows exactly what it needs to do to release whatever is there, and you're connecting to the energy of compassion and love. And that always starts from within. So it's being loving and compassionate with ourselves. So forgiving ourselves for anything that we are carrying and holding, anything we've done, any way of being, anyone that we've hurt. It's truly being able to forgive ourselves first and have compassion so we can extend that outward to others, recognizing that nobody is out to get you. It is everyone protecting their own deep wounds. Keep breathing all through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out. Now just checking back in with the body, the mind, and the spirit, and is there anyone or anything that is still showing up for you? Maybe it's a harder one to forgive. You want to have forgiveness, but you're still feeling a lot of energy around it, and you can't seem to let it go. So I want you to put any of those experiences, any of those people, if you're willing, just place them into your heart one by one. And once they're all there, you're just breathing in love and compassion. So you're focusing not on them, but on an energy of transformation. And you can visualize a bright green light. And that light is healing, softening the heart, expanding the heart, and creating more and more space for love and compassion and for all that you're holding in your heart. Knowing your heart has the ultimate capacity for unconditional love. Keep breathing, keep activating the heart, and keep focusing on the quality of love and compassion. Good, keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth, and breathing in for a final 30 seconds. Nice, strong, clearing breaths as we wrap up the breathing part. So keep going, don't give up, finish strong. Good. Good. And now letting go of the breath, just relaxing the body, breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. As you continue to release, we connect to the energy of gratitude. And we start with gratitude for yourself, for showing up today, for doing the really hard work. Forgiveness can be challenging. Forgiveness requires us to step out of our ego and really be in our heart space and let go. So taking a moment to have gratitude for showing up today, and then taking a moment, gratitude for anything else in your life, for any of the people, for any of the lessons. And placing your hands on your heart if they're not already there. And just sending love and compassion for your journey, for yourself. And imagining a big smile on your heart as you connect to all the heaviness you let go of today, to all of the resentment, the grudges, the hurt feelings. Connecting to the lightness the heart feels when we are able to let go of grief, of pain. Connect back to those roots that we planted. And we begin to pull them back up into the body, having gratitude for Mother Earth for holding us, protecting us, knowing that we were safe during this very big let go. And as you pull those roots into the body, you can feel that nurturing, nourishing energy Mother Earth. And you can turn onto your side in fetal position if that feels good to you, and give yourself a nurturing hug. And starting to wiggle your fingers and toes, coming back into the body. Saying three times to yourself, I love you, I love you, I love you. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.